Capitol Hill is teeming with journalists, activists, and tourists, most of whom are rather pleasant most of the time. That particular day, I noticed a group of protesters outside the Capitol. This was not an unusual scene. Activists often gather at the steps of the Capitol. It is the people's house, after all. But this was an unusual group of protesters, because it wasn't clear what they were protesting for. There were no calls for the passage of a particular bill or attention to a certain issue. Instead, they wore shirts that simply read, "Stay Outraged," along with a matching assortment of signs and buttons that appeared to be professionally crafted from an established vendor, not purchased hastily from some ragtag print shop. I was puzzled. I wondered about the meaning of their slogan, "Stay Outraged." Why this phrase? Why not instead rally around a slogan that more accurately depicted what they protested or advocated for? Assuming there was one. What drew these young people to the slogan and, more importantly, to the notion that staying outraged was the desired end goal? Perhaps I was simply too unenlightened to understand the value of perpetual outrage? Perhaps, but unlikely. It was more likely that this small group of activists was born of a larger cultural paradigm, one that has permeated our media and national discourse as of late. It was far more likely that the antagonistic headlines of the last few years had finally succeeded in manipulating the behaviors and emotions of our citizens and directed these activists to the steps of the Capitol to encourage others along the same path of indignation and everlasting anger. This aimless rage was deliberately designed, intended to produce this exact result. "It's important to stay outraged," implored the title of a 2019 op-ed, in the hopes that their readers would not fall back into the complacency of their cheerful daily routines. "Get outraged and stay outraged," exclaimed another headline, equally desperate for sustained irritation. "Never lose your sense of outrage," tweeted Senator Bernie Sanders, knowing the most effective political manipulation is achieved by raw emotion. One recent op-ed acknowledged the psychological tax of outrage, giving more in-depth advice. How to hashtag stay outraged without losing your mind. Self-care lessons for the resistance. Outrage is in vogue, they proclaim, and more than that, it is a necessity. But this story of unrelenting ire goes far beyond the abstract sloganeering of politicians and media. Stay outraged is also sprawled on countless t-shirts and stickers and buttons for sale across the internet, as these young activists had clearly discovered. It's a peculiar thought, this notion that if only you were sufficiently informed, aware, and woke, that you would have a duty to exhibit an intense state of fury. The apocalyptic nature of our unjust reality must surely enrage you. It must. Not only that, but once you've achieved an enlightened state of madness, then you must stay that way, perhaps forever. Now, being a normal person with normal concerns, you may read those headlines with healthy skepticism, if not outright confusion. Don't we live in the most prosperous nation on earth, with a quality of life and freedoms that are the envy of the world? "But," respond the outraged, "this is just proof you aren't paying attention. If you only knew the true depths of disaster, despair, and injustice in our midst, you'd rush to join the mob in righteous cultural warfare, scream slogans in solidarity, and march arm in arm to cancel those who disobey, destroy the careers of those who misspeak, and pile on those who dare to defend anything other than outrage orthodoxy." A peculiar thought indeed. Let me suggest an alternative. Outrage is weakness. It is the muting of rational thinking and the triumph of emotion. Despite what you've been hearing and seeing as of late, it is not a virtue. It is not something to be celebrated, nor praised, nor aspired to. It is a deeply human emotion, even understandable at times, but rarely is it productive, virtuous, or useful. It is an emotion to overcome, not accept, and overcoming it requires mental strength. This book is about acquiring that necessary mental fortitude. Let's define our terms. What do I mean by outrage? It is a specific term with a specific meaning. Not all forms of outrage are always unjustified, far from it. There is such a thing as righteous indignation. This book is not about proper outrage,